Less new hiring and less unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got both in the March jobs report. Fox's Lillian Wu is here live with the numbers.
Dave, employers created 431,000 new jobs last month. That's weaker than the 490,000 expected and a drop from February's numbers. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.6%, better than expected and the lowest level since the pandemic started 2 years ago. Hourly pay also rose again, pushing it to a 5.6% increase over the past months, over the past 12 months, still, though, not keeping up with inflation, Dave.
Well, and the price of oil is down another dollar plus this morning, under 99 bucks a barrel, which President Biden hoped for, releasing more oil from the Strategic Reserve, hoping to ease near-record gas prices.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell.
He's releasing a million barrels a day for 6 months. Republicans don't expect it to do much since U.S. daily oil consumption's 20 million barrels. On day 37 of Russia's invasion, Cherniv and Kyiv are still targets.
They are bracing for renewed attacks because Russia is showing no signs of pulling back. In fact, they're pounding the capital of Kyiv with air assaults, and fierce battling in the Kyiv suburb of Irpin is raging.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine. A sheriff's deputy being mourned in Texas, Darren Almendarez, was shot dead last night while off duty and grocery shopping with his wife. He witnessed a theft in the parking lot and intervened.
We're tired that people aren't even safe to go out to the grocery store. This is a cop. This is a cop that's just out with his family. It could be any one of us.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. Two suspects are in custody. Two police officers are recovering in Pennsylvania after being shot in Lebanon, responding to a domestic disturbance. Another officer was killed. So was the gunman hit by return fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Pope Francis is apologizing to Indigenous peoples for what he called deplorable abuses suffered in Canada's residential schools. He says he's ashamed and indignant at all they had endured. This could affect a lot of Americans.
For half a century, FEMA has relied primarily on land elevation to set flood insurance rates. Today, risk rating 2.0 takes effect. The agency says it overhauls the metrics of assessment, taking into account additional variables such as how often areas flood, proximity to water sources, and flood types, including river rise and storm surge. Some assessment aspects, rate increase limits, and use of floodplain maps will continue. Climate advocates say the new metrics will make developers think twice about building in flood-prone areas. Some Congress members from coastal states tried to block the change, saying it would hike premiums for their constituents. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The Academy is still trying to figure out if it will punish Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars.
An Academy Awards producer says police were ready to arrest Will Smith on the spot for what they described as battery. Will Packer tells ABC News police were laying out options for Chris Rock to take action, but he dismissed the idea, telling cops he's fine and didn't want to pursue the matter. The Smith saga took another turn Wednesday when a source told TMZ the actor was never asked to leave the ceremony, contradicting an official statement from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The Academy says Smith was asked but refused to go. The organization launched disciplinary proceedings against Smith for violating the Academy's code of conduct. He could face suspension, expulsion, or other sanctions. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Again, our top Fox story, there was less than expected new hiring last month, 431,000 jobs created. The unemployment rate fell a bit more than expected, from 3.8 to 3.6%. But on Wall Street, stock futures are rising ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.